can already see that this class receives the nature of Yeshiva Kutzer Chesed to be used as a train station. Let me give you a small advice: to pray that Hashem is going to keep you here. It's not so obvious, really. It's not so obvious. In the minute, it's written in the Gemara Kedosha, כל הגדול מחברו יצרו גדול ממנו. If you're larger, you're greater than your friend, so יצר רע is greater than your friend, יצר רע. It means that every time that you're growing, יצר רע is growing with you. You cannot know who's going to come. If you made a wonderful Yitzbodedut now, 6 hours Yitzbodedut, you need to prepare yourself. You don't know who is coming with those 6 hours. Someone that was there also for 6 hours. Someone strong, his elder brother. So, it's a thing to think about, to know. Rabbi Nathan said that when he realized exactly, achieved that, how Yetzer is working with him, and that day, the Yetzirah started to work with him in a totally different way. We're talking about Rabbi Nathan. Rabbi Nathan. He knew it all about the Yetzirah. He understood exactly how it all goes on. And that day was the end of that way of Yetzirah, and the new way came. So, we need to pray, to beg. This is our only guarantee that we have to stay here. It's if Hashem is going to keep us here. Avrachim that are growing, that are developing, for them they have a risk. That's all I'm doing with them. Rav Shalom said once, all of the Avrachim in the Yeshuva in my hands like rubber bands. In the moment that I open my finger, lift my finger, they're all flying away. We need to have a merit. We need to have a merit. That Rabbeinu is going to decide if we're going to stay here, that the Rav is going to want us here. One time, a few years ago, there was a period of time that were a lot of accidents like those, that people in the yeshiva were fighting, violent situations in the yeshiva. And the Rav once in Shabbat in the Shi'ur, he said, you should know that from now on, I'm praying that everyone that is violent, we're not going to stay in yeshiva. In 2 weeks, more than 10 guys that were involved in those takriot, violence accidents, they went away, disappeared from the yeshiva. You can see them once in a while coming in the holidays with no beard, with no peot, with the kippah that they took for that holiday. You can see that. You should know it's all kindness of Hashem. That we're going to be here, that we're going to be able to learn here, to keep on holding that. We need to pray on that. We need to pray on that. We need to pray on that, that Hashem is going to be so kind to us, to let us stay. It's so great, it's so great what that we have here. It's so great, it's so amazing. That it's, Yetzirah is not so happy. Don't think that he's so happy that he's succeeding. He's not. He's not. He cannot bear it. For him, so hard. This is why we need to keep on humiliating ourselves. A wise person is going to humiliate himself before that life is going to humiliate him. Before that all of the disgrace from his Yetzirah is going to come, he's going to take himself daily to the field and going to judge himself strong judge in the field. Mash, investigate. Who am I? What's my Yetzirah? Why am I doing this? Am I a liar? Yes, I'm a liar. Thank you, Hashem, for teaching me that I'm a liar. Thank you, Hashem. I'm a liar. Bro, I'm a liar. Don't let me fool myself. Don't let me trick myself. Because I will not going to forget. I'm a liar. I'm a pathetic liar. I'm lying all of the time. I'm lying to myself. I'm lying to my wife. I'm lying to a Rav. I'm lying to Hashem. I'm lying to everyone. Thank you, Hashem, for teaching me. I'm a liar. This is it. Now I know. I'm a liar. Thank you, Hashem. Now I can move on. All right. Now, Hashem, let's check the other Tava. Tavat Ni'uf. Hashem, do I have Tavat Ni'uf? Yes, for sure I have Tavat Ni'uf. I'm craving Tavat Ni'uf. I have to see beauty. Everything makes me crazy. I have curiosity. I'm checking. I'm looking. I have to touch. I have to look. I have to see. I have to know. I have to enjoy. I have to satisfy myself. All right. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. There is a doubt. Maybe I'm clean. No, I'm filthy. Thank you, Hashem. I'm filthy. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. Thank you. Now when you know that you're filthy, now you know how to be careful not to sin. If you're not aware to your lackings, you're never going to guard yourself. Only when man is aware to his lackings, my attribute of anger, Hashem. Am I angry? Yes. Can I kill someone? Yes, I can kill someone. How am I going to know that? All right, I never killed no one. The reason, the only reason that you haven't killed no one, and I'm talking to everyone, the only reason they haven't killed someone is because of Hashem is so merciful. This is the only reason. If you're driving in your car faster than 20 kilometers an hour in a street, there are buildings and houses and cars parking on the side, and you haven't killed no one, it's only because that Hashem is so kind. Not because that you're a nice driver, good driver, I don't know what. Not because of that. None of us are focused. Everything is in merit. The fact that you haven't choked from your food is only because of Hashem. Hashem is so kind. That you woke up in the morning only because of Hashem is so kind. We need to remember that. So what it means, the second, like we said, second level of a Yadayit Mekomo, knows his position, knows his level. First of all, I have a body. It's not because that I'm so filthy. It's because that I have a body. And that body is a result of the exile. It's written, three partners to the man. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives the soul, the Neshama. This is what the Neshama is. Elokit is divine. It's all clean, it's all pure, it's wonderful, it's all good. But there are another two partners, father and mother. And they are not so pure. Not so pure. And they're not so pure, and their thoughts weren't so pure when you came to the world, when they were together. They brought you to the world in a certain position, in a certain time, in a certain night, in a certain situation. They had their lackings, they had their lusts and desires. And this is how that you bring your children to the world. This is why it's so important to work on ourselves, that our kids are not going to suffer what that we have to go through. And it's not our parents' fault also to blame. Also, they had parents that were inside of exile, and who knows which decrees were in that generation, and lackings, and poverty, and fears, and anxieties, and it's a result of the exile. This is why you have Yetzer Hara. This is why you're looking at women, this is why you care about money, this is why you care about honor, this is why you're angry so fast, this is why you're afraid of every nonsense, this is why you don't have confidence and faith in Hashem Yitzvah, because of the exile. Because of the trauma that the world went through, all of those persecutions, I don't know. All of those deaths and murders and all of those decrees, horrible decrees and death and Holocaust and exile in Girush Sfarad in Spain. And we are the result of those generations. We still have that. You hear something happened immediately, you're after trauma, like after trauma. And you weren't in the Holocaust, but you're afraid. And people are afraid from close places, from to enter into an elevator. They just hear a sound and immediately they're afraid. And what's going on with you? Years of watching television and horror movies and scary things. And using alcohol, and using drugs, and it's all got its effect. Bad, horrible conversation, and Grimm brothers with all of their horror stories in our childhood. How can you grow in a healthy way if you read all of those books when you were a child? You cannot. The Beauty and the Beast, the Snow White, and all of those crazy, all of those elves and mentions, trolls chasing you at night. A man has to be crazy after those experiences. Nothing going to save him. Nothing. and the horrible streets and our childhood and our youth and the guys that went mamash into bad situations, who fell into horrible lusts and desires, and everyone had his bad periods of time, that he was falling, that he was drinking, that he was drawn after nonsense, after filthy movies, after I don't know what, alcohol, drugs, violence, whatever. There is nothing to do. So you have to know, this is my body. And from that side, there is nothing to do. Like that it took years and years and years to contaminate that body. It's going to take years and years and years to purify that body. There is nothing to do. Nothing going to change it. There is no button that you can push on it. You have so many patterns. And it's just a psychological process until you're going to be aware to who that you are at all and how you're functioning and how you're responding to situations. Need a lot of itbodeduyot, a lot of long conversations with Hashem, a lot of tefillot, a lot of merits that they're going to open our eyes at all, to be aware to who that we are at all. For that we need to have a fatzah, to distribute as many books as we can, the wisdom that the merit is going to wake up and say, please, Ribono Shel Olam, look, he's got students, he's making students, he saw so many books, and people are doing tshuva, because... So tell him the truth. What it means, tell him the truth. Teach him how far he is from you. Teach him how far he is from you. And then the man is waking up because that he learns two things. First of all, he learns how far he is from Hashem. This is from the side of the body. That it's a curtain, that it's a wall, that is separating you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first thing that he's learning is the neshama. How close you are. That you have a soul, that you're so connected. And then it's a struggle, it's a fight. Who to listen to? To sadness, to despair that is showing to me how far I am, or to believe in myself that I'm a son of Hashem, that I'm son of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Ve'leah, and I can get closer to Hashem, and Hashem loves me, and I still have hope, and I'm a student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and I'm a Hasid, and enjoy from all of the spiritual powers of Baal Shem Tov, and I can say to Elim that is so powerful by the merit of David HaMelech, and you believe in yourself more and more and more. So, and it's only to bring you to a decision. Maybe you need to decide a few times the same decision until it's going to be so clarified for you. This is it. From now on, there is no despair anymore in the world at all. I'm listening to the Rebbe, and this is it. Maybe you need to decide that a few times in your life to fail again and again and again, and they're checking you, testing you. What really you want to do? What's really your decision? What's your approach? What do you decide? Which path you choose? Maybe you're going to have to choose the same decision for years. But if you're going to be strong enough to keep on pulling yourself to the purpose, to the tachlit, one day it's all going to be behind you. One day you're going to feel happiness, you're going to feel joy from the mitzvot, from the obligation, you're going to enjoy from the limud haTorah. It's going to be so sweet. For now, it's like you want to eat a fruit. You need to peel the covering of that fruit. You want to eat a very sweet fruit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to protect that fruit from birds and from bugs, not to hurt that. The Torah is sweeter than honey. Of course, the Yetzirah wants to take the Torah to swallow it to himself, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to put a very, very thick covering on that. And now you're trying to enjoy. Ah. And it's hard. You can break your teeth. And if not, if you're lucky to keep your teeth, so it's very bitter. And it's not tasty at all. And you're saying, this is it. This is the Gemara that they're talking about. You cannot understand one line. Gemara. This is what that you're doing. One person once told me that in the world to come, everyone are learning Gemara. For the ones that are holy, it's heaven. For the ones that are not, it's hell. It's hell. It's a joke, but it sounds about right. Sounds right. So, alright. Today someone asked me how to get closer to Hashem. He's got a strong will, a desire to get closer to Hashem. He wants to learn, he wants to know Halachot and Gemara. The truth is that I have to tell you, wait. Wait with the Gemara, even though that it's very important. Wait with the Mishnayot, wait with the Shulchan Aruch. First of all, take the book Garden of Faith and read that book. And if you think to yourself, in your soul, if you say, stupid mind, that you read that book already, you should know that you don't understand the word that is written in that book. Rav Shalom said that righteous people, like it's written in Likutei Moharan, they cannot live unless there is arguments on them, machloket on them. If there is no argument on them, they cannot live. And he said, so there is a problem. No one is arguing with me, because I'm smiling to everyone, and I'm doing only good to everyone. So no one have a reason to fight with me, but I should live. So he said, the arguments that there are on me is that the students of mine are not reading my book and don't understand what it's written in those books. This is the machloket. This is how Rav Shalom is still alive. Because of that, that we don't understand what we have in our hands. That we don't understand those books at all. Rav is talking about faith. And you can remember all of that. And in the smallest situation of them all, you're losing it all. So it means that you haven't got it. If you would got it, if it was yours, this is it. You would never be angry anymore. You would be always happy forever. You would never be stressed. What's going to be with Parnassah? What's going to be with money? What's going to be with Shalom Bayit? You would see only Hashem. We haven't got it yet. We haven't got it yet means that we have a lot of effort. This is why Rabbi Nathan, even after that Rabbeinu passed away, he was still screaming, please teach me who is the righteous man of the generation. How can it be? You're the one that is telling to us all of the time, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Nathan is screaming that it's Rabbeinu. In Likutei Halachot, he wrote the Likutei Moharan. He heard Rabbi Nachman talking, and he wrote the Likutei Moharan. Rabbi Nachman testified, Rabbi Nathan, that he was the only one that understood him. And Rabbi Naftali also, a little bit. Both of them, a little bit. So the one that Rabbeinu testified on him, that he achieved the most, he's asking, who is the tzaddik of the generation? Because he knows that even that I realize who that it is, I cannot understand nothing about him. Nothing about him at all. The righteous people are so huge. There was one righteous man, one tzaddik, I don't remember the name, but there was one righteous man that came with his student to the Noam Elimelech, to the Noam Elimelech, to Rabbi Elimelech Melizhansk. And after that he was there with his Rebbe went away, and he stayed with the Noam Elimelech. So the Noam Elimelech asked him, your Rav went away, so why you stayed? So he told him, after a few years that I was with the Rav, and I learned on his way in Avodat Hashem, I decided that now I want to learn from you. So he told him, when Noam Elimelech answered to him, if you think that you know Harav, your Rav, his way in Avodat Hashem, so you're in a horrible mistake. You don't know even how he looks from outside. You don't know. His face, his clothes, his beard, his peot, you don't know how they look even. You don't know nothing about him. Really, the righteous people are so spiritual, they're so huge, that you cannot understand. For years, you think that Yoshua ben Nun, he realized who was Moshe Rabbeinu? You think that Rabbi Nathan realized who was Rabbi Nachman Ibrestev? You think that Rabbi Chaim Vital, he knew who was Ari HaKadosh? That Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, he knew who was Rabbi Shimon, his father? Forget it. No way. When Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus was on his deathbed, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Akiva, and a few more rabbis, tzaddikim, righteous people came to say goodbye to the rabbi, to Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus told them, he said to Rabbi Akiva, he said to all of them that came, he said, all of you are going to die in a weird way. In Tanishuna, they were the 10 righteous people that died by the kingship of Rugi Malchut. And he said to Rabbi Akiva, and your death is going to be the weirdest of them all. So Rabbi Akiva asked him why. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus told him, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol told him, because you could help me, could be a helper, could learn from me more than everyone. And you haven't. This is why your punishment is going to be even worse. Rabbi Akiva, Baruch Hashem, he had that holy brazenness. And he told him, so teach me now. So he told him, all right. And they started to learn. And immediately fire was surrounding the house, and all of the Chachamim ran away from the fire, and only Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol and Rabbi Akiva are still inside the house, learning Torah, learning. For a few hours they were learning Torah, until that Rabbi Akiva started to scream, this is it, I cannot take it anymore, this is it, it's too much. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus is looking at him and telling him, this is it. I haven't taught you even one drop from the sea. Tipa min hayam. Rabbi Akiva said, I cannot handle with it anymore. It's too much for me. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, I'm growing up with the holy tablets, Luchot, in my hands. This is how he went to heaven back. He took the Torah back to heaven. And what did Rabbi Akiva learn from Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus? We can never imagine. We cannot understand how much he had. And how much he didn't give to his students, and how much from generation to generation, and it's always like that. We don't know nothing. The Torah is huge, it's gigantic, you cannot understand. Every explanation that you're going to say, you're going to minimize the real greatness of the Torah, of the righteous people. Righteous people are huge. We cannot understand what it means that a man is making Mesirut Nefesh in his Avodat Hashem, like Rav Shalom once told me. He said, you cannot understand it. And no, and he said, Lo tochal leshaer, leolam, never. You're never going to be able to imagine to yourself how much I sacrificed and how much I'm still sacrificing, that all of that light of Rabbeinu going to go through me. Cannot understand at all. We cannot understand what it means. A man that is sleeping barely 2 hours every night, because the Rebbetzin doesn't allow him to go out from the house, so he's drinking Bodhidot in his living room every night. 2, 3, 4, 5 hours every night, one side to the other, every night. Coming back from classes, from the shiurim in the middle of the night, after the middle of the night, 1, 2, 3, putting his head, every night he's praying Ma'ariv, dead tired, praying Ma'ariv every night, if he's able to pray in the Shiurim, if not, on the way saying Kriyat Shema, then he's coming to the house and saying Shmona Esrei, for sure it's a long Shmona Esrei, as much as he can, and then he's going to sleep 1 hour, 1 hour and 20 minutes, this is the average, and wakes up, making Netilat Yadayim, Birkot HaTorah, sitting in his place, starting to do his Bodhidot. Every night until dawn. Every night, Blineder. We cannot understand what we're talking about. This is after years of years of years of Mesirut Nefesh in Avodat Hashem. That he said, Shmuel HaNavi, the woods of Shmuel HaNavi, the forest of Shmuel HaNavi, going to testify how many weeks I was spending here. Weeks. Weeks in his life he was there, in the night, in the day, in the winter, in the summer, screaming to Hashem Yisbarach. He and Rav Berland together, 14 years they done things. When Rav Shalom left Yeshivat Shuvu Banim, they had to bring two helpers to Rav Berland, because one wasn't enough. Rav Shalom was the helper of Rav Berland for 14 years, Bli Neder, one helper. Day and night with Rav Berland. When Rav Shalom quit, when Rav Shalom went to open Yeshivat Kol Shel Chesed, Rav Berland had to have two helpers. No one could stay with him 24 hours. He had to have two helpers. Rav Shalom was with him. Rav Shalom told us that. He said, we were running all of the week. We wouldn't sleep. 1 hour, he said. Going to the fields and giving classes, shiurim, going to Hebron, going to this grave of Tzadikim, to the north, to Rabbi Shimon, every day, every night, learning Nikutei Halachot, Nikutei Moran, Mesirut Nefesh, for years like that, for years like that. In Motzei Shabbat, they were going out from the house and coming back to do Kiddush. He said, I would come on Friday. I thought, now it's Shabbos, I'm going to rest. He said, immediately, when we would finish the Seuda, Rav Berland would come to my house and say, come, Shalom, let's go, do it what I do it all night. That man is not asleep. Rav Shalom said he would wake me up in the mikveh, I would sit to dress, I would fall asleep, and he would wake me up, come, Shalom, come, let's go. Wake him up. Doesn't that, he was asleep like that. He said, one time they were driving together in the car, he was dead tired. He told the Rav, I cannot drive anymore, I'm tired. Rav told him, put your head, what's the problem? So the Rav was driving, he said, don't worry, it's only me. Rav Shalom told him. He said, I closed my eyes, I went to sleep, I opened my eyes, we were in the entrance to, I don't remember if it was to Be'er Sheva or to Elat, to the city in the south that they were on the way to give a shiur over there. He said, I closed my eyes, I opened my eyes, we were getting inside the city, just like that. This is what he remembers. He said, there are stories that I made an oath that I will not going to tell them in this world. Just in the world to come, I'm going to tell them. And I'm telling you, we will not going to understand them even in the world to come, if we're going to have the merit to hear to heal them. The stories of Baal Shem Tov and his students, you know what's going on. One time a student came to Rav Shalom and asked him, he told him, Rav Verland said to his students that they can talk to him in the field, in the Itbodedut, and he can hear them. Baruch Hashem. And then that student, wild student, asked Rav, do you hear me also in the field when I'm doing it, Badadu? Good question. So Rav Shalom told him, every student that he received from his rabbi until Rabbeinu HaKadosh means a real student. That really received from his rabbi. He is cancelled in infinity, in Ein Sof, Mevutal Ba'Ein Sof. And you can talk with him in the field. This is the answer. Every student that is a real student, that received from a real student, that received from a real student, that connected to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he's inside infinity, he's in the answer. You can talk to him in the field. Can you understand what it means? Because they broke their body totally, totally. Not eating, not sleeping. Begging to Hashem Yitzbarach to save them from every avera, from every avon. I heard Rav Shalom once talking to soldiers. He gave a shiur here in the yeshiva, maybe 5 years ago, to soldiers that came. He gave a shiur, and he told them, "You think that I wasn't sinning? But for now, Baruch Hashem, over 20 years, that I'm not sinning at all. And lo over shum avera." He said, "Over 20 years, Baruch Hashem." You're working on yourself 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, 20 years, if you're really lazy, if you're working, if you're not working, until 120, Zaken Menahef, a man can be so old that his body cannot function in all of those lusts and desires, and still he's going to have them. Very low, very, very horrible, very disgrace. Man that have lust and desires and cannot even do nothing. Pathetic. But it can be if you're not working. But if you're working, it's going to take a while. What do you care how many years it's going to take? What do you care? You have something else to do? So do. You're in a rush to go. Take a plane and go. Well, but you. If you're here to work, so work. What do you care about the results? In Sefer Tehillim it's written, Lamavet Otzaot. The results are after death. Even if you're going to see results, you don't really know what you see. You don't know. It can be that you received it and actually it's all a free gift. It can be that you deserve it and there is a certain reason why they're preventing it from you and you need to keep on working, and by that you're opening the path for other people. And you don't know. And if they're going to want to tell you from heaven, they really will decide that you're worth it to hear and to know, and it's your tikkun also to know. So they're going to tell you. So you don't need to chase after nothing. You have a love, you have a path, and you need to listen, to take the advice, to give them in the most simple way of them all, just to follow the orders, follow the commandments, to listen. Now, Rabbeinu said you can twist the Likutei Moran, to fold it, to read it here, like that, how, just don't move from one paragraph in the Shulchan Aruch. You have Shulchan Aruch, how many questions do you still have? You have Shulchan Aruch, all of your questions, check it in Shulchan Aruch. But I don't know, Harav, this, that, Shulchan Aruch. There is time that you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema until that time. There is obligation to learn Torah. There is obligation to do tshuva. You have to say brachot on the food. You need to do this, you need to do that. You need to respect your wife. You need to guard your eyes. It's all in Shulchan Aruch. There's no questions anymore. The only question is how I'm going to believe in that. How I'm going to strengthen my will. Where I'm going to find more will. And the answer on that is obvious. Rabbeinu said to his students, if you're going in a place, in the market, somewhere, and suddenly you have your tshuva in that place, you suddenly have good thoughts of tshuva, Rabbeinu said, don't move from that place. Don't move. Because the place is creating those hirurim for you. There are sparks in that place that makes you do tshuva. So it's an obligation from Rabbeinu that if you find a place that is helping you to do tshuva, don't move. Don't be too wise. If you came to this place, and it's not a secret that no one is charging money in the entrance, if you came to this place, and in that place you enjoy, and you feel like you want to serve Hashem Yitbarach more, and that place is pushing you to do tshuva, sending you to the field to do more tshuva, and sits you and forces you to sit and learn Torah, and you can see that Baruch Hashem people are growing in this place, so don't move, this is it. And no one is gaining nothing on your back. Just you are the one that is succeeding. Just you are the one that is getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. And for that you need to have a merit. On that you need to beg, you need to cry. Please, Rabbi Moshel Alam, that I won't be too wise. That I'm not going to think that I understand something. Rav Shalom said, when Korach came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him, why are you so arrogant? Look at the public on Am Yisrael. All of them are holy. He was right. All of Am Yisrael were holy. And Hashem was between them. Just one detail he was forgetting, Korach. That it was all by the merit of Moshe. That it's all by the power of Moshe. You can have the same powers of your rabbi, equal. You can be equal to him. But only one difference. His light belongs to him, and your light belongs to him also. The only reason that he can, that you have light is because that you received it from someone. Look at yourself. From day first, you were illuminating in your childhood. You were a lighthouse. You were a sun. You were illuminating the world with the light of your Torah, like righteous people that born like that. You have that. You're a sun. No, Baruch Hashem. It's not your job. All right. So who are you? I'm a moon. I'm coming at darkness. And I'm receiving light from the sun. And I cannot illuminate all of the world, just a little bit, Baruch Hashem. One can illuminate his house, one can illuminate his neighborhood, one can illuminate a whole city. Great! So you cannot deny to the fact that there is a sun. If the moon is going to start developing her own creation, she cannot. She doesn't have that ability. Have to remember that all of the time. And Rav Shalom said, if you remember your rabbi twice a day, so you think that this is it, now you're connected to him? In the morning, in the noon something, Baruch Hashem, oh, Harav, you have a picture, so Baruch Hashem, helps you to remember. You think that you're connected? He said, like that you have the obligation of Shiviti Hashem Lenegdita Mi, that you're not allowed to forget Hashem for one moment. He said, you're not allowed to forget your rabbi for one moment. Who is that Rabbi? Who is Hashem Yitbarach? Do you know Hashem Yitbarach? Who taught you who Hashem Yitbarach is, if not a rabbi? If not the righteous man that's in the generation that is teaching you how to approach to Hashem, how to get closer to Hashem, how can you find Hashem? Can you find Hashem? So where was Hashem in all of your childhood when you were growing? Where Hashem wasn't there? Why Hashem wasn't there? Because he didn't have eyes. Who gave you eyes? The righteous people. They give you eyes. They are enehaida, the eyes of the public, of the people. They are the eyes of the people, and which eyes they have also in Hashem latzadikim, the eyes of Hashem. Hashem gives his own eyes to the righteous people. So who is that righteous man? He's got the eyes of Hashem, because that he canceled himself so much. So actually, this is how that Hashem Yitbarach is revealing himself in that generation through the righteous people. You can ask Arav, what do you like to eat? It's not a question. He doesn't like to eat nothing. It's all nonsense for him. He loves Hashem. Which room you prefer? What you rather? He doesn't care. He doesn't care about himself at all. He doesn't care. He wants you to be happy. This is his satisfaction in life. To see you growing. To see you developing. To hear that his students are doing 1 hour in Bodedu. To hear that Am Yisrael are doing 6 hours in Bodedu. That they are waking up, people in the wide world are Baruch Hashem, being aware to Hashem, and communities are waking up, and the world is... This is his satisfaction, this is his will, this is his desire, on that he's thinking and praying and crying and eating and sleeping, everything, only on that. For Hashem, for poor people, for everyone. His being is not exist, he erased it. When he thought to himself, hey, what is more important? The honor of my wife, the happiness of my wife, or my own will? My wife's. Canceled himself. What's more important? To learn Torah or to satisfy my body and to eat now or to sleep now? To learn Torah. Exempt that Suda. Less few hours sleep. What is more important? To give tzedakah to that poor person that doesn't have bread for Shabbos or to buy cake to my house in Shabbos? To give him bread. Lost that cake. This is how he grew up in Avodat Hashem and sacrificed another cake, sacrificed another hour, sacrificed another satisfaction, another lust, another desire, until that he purified himself. They don't have time to sin. They're not into it. They don't need to fight with it anymore. They lost it somewhere behind, long time ago. They lost the Yetzer Hara. From someone like that, we need to be blessed. From someone like that, we need to come to try to connect ourselves to him as much as we can. And even though that it's very hard, it's very hard, it's very hard. It's very hard. It's very hard. And I'm talking about myself, that you all can imagine to yourself that for me it's a lot easier and I don't know what, it's hard. I almost cannot meet a Rav, I can almost talk to a Rav. Can I talk to a Rav? Where is a Rav? A Rav is in the field, a Rav is in Shiurim, a Rav is going here. And even if you sit with him, you cannot find the right words to talk to him, and you receive sparks, drops of information, something. And all of the chazkut is that a man is going to believe in himself, in the importance of the will. I want to serve Hashem. And I still want to serve Hashem, even though that I'm like that I am, even though that I have my weaknesses, that I have my fallings, that I have my lusts and my desires. I still want. I'm going to learn again, and I'm going to pray on that again, and I'm going to ask the ones that learn a little bit more than me, and I'm going to consult, and I'm going to pray on that again. And I'm going to try to come to the classes in Shabbos, and I'm going to try to come to the yeshiva in the morning, and I'm going to try to come to Purim, and I'm going to try to come to the Hallel in the morning. You know, today in the Hallel, there were over 40 guys, maybe 50 guys, English speakers, Americans. Here in the yeshiva, not from the English program. From the English program, maybe 5. Maybe. 40, 50 people, English speakers, came to see Harav Shalom this morning in the Hallel. What have I done? Went up to the 4th floor, took all of those flyers that we made, and gave them all, that they're going to have the opportunity to know that there is an English program. They're coming here because they read these books and they're not aware at all to the English program. They don't know. They don't know that we have our shiurim in YouTube. They don't know that you can see it in the Breslev site. They don't know nothing. They don't know that Rav Natan Maimon is here. They don't know that there is a shiurim in Kutei Moharan. They don't know nothing. That there is someone that is in translating the shiurim of Rav Shalom every Wednesday and every Shabbat. They don't know that they can enjoy so much, that they can grow so much. They don't know. They need us. They need us to go to Yeshivat Or Sameach, to Yeshivat Or Esha Torah, to knock on doors, to tell them, listen guys, there is an amazing shiur, come. Not to be so shy, not to end up by Shan Lamed. If you're so shy, so hide. Well, people need us. People need us. Even though that we are who that we are, people need us. What can we do? Hashem is so funny, he's hilarious, he's got an amazing sense of humor, and this is how he brings the salvation. He wants the salvation to come like that. He's so funny. He's amazing, Hashem. This is Hashem's choice. Hashem wanted it to be like that. He chose people from four winds of the world, of the land, and gathered them all together in one place. And this is it. And it shines. Something happens. Rabbeinu told a story once on a son. A father sent his son to learn a certain art, to learn how to build things. And he went, and when he came back, after a few years, he said, Father, now I'm going to build something that you're going to be so proud of me, I'm going to show it to you. And please, I'm going to prepare it, it's going to be an amazing lamp that I'm building. Invite all of your friends, all of experts in the world, mamash, to come to see what that I achieved. So the father happy father invited everyone to come to see in that day, that Thursday, everyone should come, and everyone came from CNN, CBS, everyone came to see, to check what's going on. And suddenly that boy is bringing that lamp. Everyone are looking and saying, this is it. And that person is saying, it's bent. And that one is saying, it's not illuminating. And that one is saying, the electricity is not good. And that one is saying, it can break in a minute. Everyone found a lacking in that lamp. And they all disgraced the father and went away. And the father came to his son and telling him, what is all of that shame that you made for me? What have I done to you? Why are you insulting me so much? You built something that is so crooked. No one liked it. No one of them said that it's good. And we bought experts. What have you done? They told him, Father, I built a lamp that is showing to each and every one of them their lackings. It's a perfect lamp. Just they can see in that lamp their own lackings. Everyone can see only his own lackings. Hashem is cleaning the righteous people to that place that they're going to be like a mirror that is illuminating to you the fact that you should do tshuva. Your lackings are waking up in that class. You can hear one class here. If you're going to sit and talk on that class after it, you're going to realize that everyone heard a different class. A different class. To you it was talking on your shalom bayit because you have issues on shalom bayit today. For you it was talking on your past because you have issues on your past today. For you it was talking about your children because you have issues with your children. To everyone it's talking on the point that they're holding. Why? Because it's the light of Hashem Yitzbarach to bring all of Am Yisrael to the complete Shiva. Shem Hashem is choosing someone that is worthy, that he can work with him, so he can clean him. And we heard that story, I told you that story once. That one, I don't remember that rabbi also. Sorry to say. What can I do? It's your lacking that I don't remember. And that rabbi, before of Rosh Hashanah, before of the tkiot of Rosh Hashanah, he called the chazan, the one that's going to blow the shofar, and called him to him, and he asked him, do you know why we're blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Okay, and said, no. He said, not because, so he answered to him, not because that the shofar is miyuchas, not because that the shofar is coming from an important family, not because that the shofar is generous, and not because that the shofar is, I don't know what, is a talmid chacham, just because it's got a good sound. And you also, there are talmidei chachamim that are greater than you. There are people from more important families than yours, and also people that are more generous than you. We chose you because you have a good voice. So now go and be chazan. And this is how he went after the stage to be chazan. Take all of the arrogance. They use you because you have the ability to explain something that Hashem wants to tell to Amisrael, to tell his children. And they can use, and we need to obey. This is Mashallah. Use me. Give me that merit. That Bo'al, I'm going to use you. Give me the merit that you're going to use me, that Rabbeinu is going to use me, that Ram Shalom is going to use me. Let me be a helper of those righteous people. Let me be a friend of the Torah, to support the Torah, to support Talmidei Chachamim. Give me a heart to care about people. If you're going to pray and pray, you're going to do your hishtadluyot, you're going to be answered. No one has shalom is holding you back. If you're going to check yourself, everyone, you received from Hashem Yitzbarach a lot more than you gave. A lot more than you gave. A lot more. Even one mitzvah, to keep one mitzvah, so you've already been answered. Keep so many mitzvot in such a kedusha, an amazing place. There's mamash. You can see Hashem Yitbarach. A man that is doing his bodedut, he can see Hashem. He lives with Hashem Yitbarach. He lives his life with Hashem. He can see Hashem when he's eating. He can see Hashem when he's drinking. He can see Hashem when he's talking. He can see Hashem. Hashem is talking to him through people. Hashem is talking to him through the books, through classes, through food. Through stains in his clothes, he can see Hashem rebukes him on how he's eating, through filth in the beard. He can, oh, Hashem is rebuking me, I wasn't paying attention, and so I need to clean myself now. Hashem is helping you to do tshuva. Someone that is connected to the righteous man of the generation, even from his fallings, he's doing tshuva. Afilo avonot na'asim lo kizchuyot, even his sins become to be like merit. He wakes up from his lacking to get closer to Hashem. He's saying, wow, thank you, Hashem. I love the rebuke. Thank you for rebuking me, for teaching me that you care about me, that you haven't given up on me, that you love me so much. This is what it means, that I'm happy to hear every word that you have me, like someone that achieved fortune. Thank you. And the rebukes, even more so. So great to be rebuked. No one's going to rebuke you. How are you going to know? How are you going to learn how to fix yourself? You were going to be asleep 7 years, deep sleep. You're not going to be able to wake up in the world to come. Only a man that is exactly what that we're doing in this world, we're going to bring the world to come. If always in this world you were waking yourself up and saying, I want to be with Hashem, I want to get closer to Hashem, in the world to come, you're also going to wake up and you're going to meet Hashem, and you're going to see Hashem, and you're going to have Him. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael. This is all. Chazak u'baruch.
Thank you.